Then if I explain the true sufferings in some detail,
As
a Sangha says in his compendium of higher knowledge, although I won't quote it directly, it says that with respect to true sufferings, there are the environments and the beings within them. Thus, it is necessary to explain the three realms. The three realms are the desire realm, form realm, and formless realm.
As it comes from share, didn't it? Similarly, after that, Namdo Munyung is done. Toba Taragi. Nam Tingins in the, any chick Namdo Nyawa, she Tingins in Taragi, that Rubbish Yere in the Zane, Tati, Chickasore, Bomber's team, that Tarabangu even the Bomber's.
It seems that the explanation of the three realms is in terms of the fruits of three different levels of consciousness, this being the in terms of the levels of grossness and subtleties of conception, that the fruit of the highest type of meditative stabilization is in the formless realm, and then one step down is the form realm, and then the desire realm. Within the formless realm, there are four levels. The level of limitless space, limitless consciousness, nothingness, and the peak of cyclic existence. These going in an order from the gross to the subtle. And then with respect to the four concentration, what do you say? With respect to the form realm, in brief form, there are the four concentrations, which in more extensive form can be broken down into either 16 or 17 levels. Then in the desire realm, there are two types, those beings in happy migrations and those beings in bad migrations. And then within the happy migrations, there are the levels of gods and humans. And the gods can be broken down also into two, gods and demigods. Within gods of the desire realm, there are six types. Those of the of the four royal lineages, the heaven of the 33, the land without combat, the joyous land, the land of those who like emanation, and the land of those who make use of others' emanations. Then with respect to the bad migrations, there are three types, those of animals, hungry ghosts, and hell beings.
Mm. chilia tu ni dong ni de kham jig sa re ta ti chi dang chen chang jig di pai ji ji ba ji wei na sha re chang ji di zhen ni chao cha kya tu ni dong ni de kham jig de a ba chang ji ji ba ji wo sha
It is explained that of the 1 billion worlds in one world system, the formation and destruction and so forth of all of those worlds is somewhat similar. Yes, roughly at the same time. This is the explanation in the treasury of knowledge by Vasubandhu. However, in the Vajrapani initiation tantra, it says that 1 billion of those 1 billion is called such and such. We say endless ocean. One endless ocean unit.
That tindre yam bilinjiliya tindre that chawatha kaliya ramjam kyaazu gyu tambo.
And then 1 billion of those is called one continuum of the endless ocean. And then 1 billion of those. 1 billion of those is called a middling continuum of the endless ocean. And then one billion of those is called a third continuum of the endless ocean. And this is the largest number that is spoken of. And then from then on, it's said to be endless.
So it means that
having made great effort at building up this set of numbers, then they add on that it's endless. So nowadays you have a science fiction about people going in outer space and so forth. This sort of teaching is like that.
Some
science fiction they picture the beings from outer space as being very ugly and so ugly. very ugly and very frightful. But I think it that there would be no it wouldn't be that any being from outer space would necessarily be ugly and frightful.
Anyway, you see, that is you see you believe the endless world, endless standing being. So some people ask,
So then some people ask, if there's an endless number of sentient beings, isn't the generation of an altruistic intention to become enlightened rather senseless? When one generates a good attitude, whether one can achieve it or not is a different matter.
Research
도시알바. For instance, if a doctor decided or generated great determination to remove all sorts of illness from this world, this would be an excellent thought or attitude to have generated. It wouldn't make any difference whether it could be achieved or not.
So you see, the determination or the willpower, there's no limit. You see, I will do whether it is practical or not. You see, right from the beginning, you built, you decided a strong determination and willpower, and it will carry some weight. Whether it is achieved or not, that's a different question.
Now these 1 billion worlds within one world system are formed and are destroyed. In this period of through the whole formation and destruction takes place over 80 intermediate aeons. There are 20 intermediate aeons for formation, for the stain of that world system, 20 for its destruction, and 20 for its vacuity. Now, in the Treasury of Knowledge by Vasubandhu, there is an explanation of how the world is produced and how it's destroyed, and the size and shape and so forth of it.
But this is a now with the modern, you see, how to say, the scientific, you see, finding or other name, how to say, because of that, things are something that we need to share that, right? So now, I teach you to do it, that's the story. Can I call it? That is very difficult to accept as a literal.
In the face of the scientific evidence that has been put forth nowadays.
Not to see, are they?
Now it's a Buddhist mode of procedure that one cannot accept any tenet that does not accord with reasoning. Thus, if that is so, then it must be even more the case that one cannot accept any tenet that does not accord with direct perception, what can be seen directly. And then a second reason is that in the Buddhist scriptures there are many different explanations of the shape and so forth of the world system. Now that it's been set forth that there are these three realms and the six types of beings within them, is it the case that the beings within them remain the same, or that there can be changes upward and downward? There are changes.
I mean, according to Buddhism,
de rel mo mo mane kan kan le chinje in ne du sa galilea taba ju do yus ju na mare
my meaning is that the process of going to a state of liberation from cyclic existence is not a matter of going from these lower states to the upper states upper level
sizne in ya taba le ya chi do ti de le so ne mare
that for instance you would go you would generate gradually the consciousnesses up to the level of the formless realm, up to the peak of cyclic existence, and that then it would be easy somehow to jump from there up to a state of being free from all of cyclic existence. It is not that. Because when one arrives at the peak of cyclic existence, it's possible also to come back down. Therefore, it is said that there is no definiteness with respect to birth. So then, how is it that one passes from one birth state to another?
First, you see, we must discuss about the rebirth, continuation of rebirth. Now for that, the main reason is the continuation of mind, continuation of consciousness. You see, there is two things, consciousness, is called the inner thing, the outer thing, the matter, or the material, or matter.
Even though within consciousness and matter can serve as a secondary cause or condition for the generation of a consciousness in that, for instance, with the eye consciousness, an object can serve as the observed object condition which generates the consciousness knowing that particular object. Matter cannot serve as the substantial cause of a consciousness. Then, with respect to conditions, if we take as an example the eye consciousness, three types of conditions are explained. The empowering condition, which is the eye sense power, the observed object condition, which is the object, and the immediately preceding condition, which is a former moment of consciousness. Each of these three conditions has its own unique function. For instance, the fact that the eye consciousness is able to apprehend visible forms and not able to apprehend sounds is due to the eye sense power. And that an eye consciousness is generated as apprehending a blue object rather than a yellow one is due to the object, the blue itself. And that the eye consciousness is generated as an entity of luminosity and knowing is due to the immediately preceding moment of consciousness that serves as its immediately preceding condition.
Oh,
Therefore, without a former continuation of a consciousness, that is to say, of an entity that is luminous and knowing, there cannot be production of a consciousness as an entity that's luminous and knowing.
Oh, that does say in the Ribbon among the Masona, the
Thus, it is established that without a preceding mind, a later mind cannot be produced. Thus, in this way, it is established that there is no beginning to consciousness. And in the same way, there's no end to consciousness in general. According to this, to the Vaibhashika school of tenets, however, it is said that when Buddha passed into the great nirvana, that is to say, it is death, his consciousness ceased. Therefore, Nagarjuna attacked this with reasoning or showed damage to that position by saying that when nirvana is in that system, when nirvana is actualized, there's no person, and when the person is there, once nirvana, once you posit nirvana as a severance of the continuum of the mental and physical aggregates, then when nirvana is there, the person is not there, and when the person is there, there is no actualization of nirvana. Therefore, who is it that attains nirvana? Therefore, Nagarjuna set forth the meaning of nirvana in a different way. In any case, in this system, there is a continuation of the aggregates
of mind.
That mind, mental aggregates.
Mainly mind. That is. So now,
it is said that the quality of the rebirth that one will take is determined by the type of thinking, by the quality of one's mental activity now.
You see, generally, you see, we have no power to choose where you born, when you born. Rather, it's entirely dependent on our karmic forces. Except, you see, when we actually, you see, dying, during that moment,
Because the period near the time of death is very important with respect to activating one among the many karmas that one already has accumulated. If one makes effort at generating a particularly virtuous consciousness at that time, this can bring about some effect in causing a better type of rebirth. This is the general mode of procedure of taking rebirth.
Oh.
But then when one has developed highly, when one has developed high realization through developing the paths and so forth, and has attained control over how one will be reborn, this is such a person or such a well, instead of being called rebirth, it's called a reincarnation. And within these, there are many different types. So now, when one goes from one lifetime to another, how does one go? When one dies from either the desire realm or the form realm to be reborn in the formless realm, there is no intermediate state. However, otherwise, when one takes rebirth, there is an intermediate state between this life and the next life. So then, what is the mode of procedure of death, and how does one achieve the intermediate state? With regard to dying itself, there is death upon the exhaustion of lifespan, there is death upon the exhaustion of merit, and there is death from accident.
Accident.
In the treasury of knowledge by Vasubandhu, there is a very coarse explanation of death, and thus it is said there that the mind of death itself can be virtuous, and the mind of the first moment of conception can be virtuous also. However, in Asanga's compendium of higher knowledge, he sets forth a more subtle presentation, and thus the mind of death is necessarily neutral, and the mind of the first moment of birth is necessarily neutral also. However, if one is capable of the practices of highest yoga tantra, it is possible to convert the very subtle mind of clear light of death into a path consciousness, thus it is possible to make it virtuous. In general, persons who are strongly engaged in virtue over their lifetime have a more pleasant sort of death,
more peace.
Whereas those who have been engaged in non-virtue mostly have a more unpleasant and unpeaceful death.
One European
But one nurse from Europe told me that those who are practitioners of religion die much more with much more fright. Thus, it must be that there are many different cases.
But generally speaking, as I mentioned earlier, like that. Now, anyway, you see, there is a reason. Now, hold your life Although I think, you see, most of your life, the better, most of your life, lifetime, is spent with a good motivation and sincere, and help other people as much as you can, that, you see, you, if you lead that sort of, you see, way of life, then the end, you see, the last day come, you will be, I mean, you will have no regret. I have done whatever I can in meaningful way, I see, fruitful life I spend, so I have no regret. So that is the most, one of the most safeguard, sort of, safeguard. Now the other one, you see, people most, I would say most of the time, you see, cheating other people, deceiving and bullying, you see, all sort of these, I would say, certain acts which actually in deep down you feel you may get some sort of guilty conscience. Guilty conscience. And until the last moment, the nobody knows, including your own friend, they may not know what is your deep down, what is your feeling. But when the last day come, then you may feel uneasy, uneasiness, that sort of thing. So this is a general explanation. Clear? Va. That's how it is to be.
Then in terms of how the warmth of the body gathers, the person who has accumulated a great deal of virtue, the person's warmth gathers from the lower part of the body upward. And those who have not, for those who have not, the warmth gathers from the top down. And then stage by stage, the outer breath stops, and then, what do you say, and the warmth collects. Now, in the mantric or tantric system, the beings of this sort of being is explained in terms, is presented in terms of the five elements or the six constituents. The four elements.
Four or five.
Now in this case, the elements gradually withdraw. At the time when the earth element dissolves, the as an external sign, the body becomes thinner. As an internal sign, one has a sense of seeing a seeing mirage. This is according to the Guhya Samaja Tantra. And then when the when the capacity of the water element begins to dissolve or dissolves as an external sign, one's tongue becomes dry. And one's eyes become they sink into the head. And as an internal sign, one has a sense of seeing smoke. Then when the capacity of the fire element lessens or dissolves, the warmth of the body disappears. As an internal sign, one has a sense of seeing fireflies.
사출로 춤매라든 매몽든 다 농기 누가 많이 하면 되잖아 농기 누가 많이 하면 돼 아니 오차를
Then when the capacity of the wind or the inner air lessens, one's breath ceases.
Oh, then, how's that? Now, darling, Mamma Dalla Bodu Noshata, she. Casually, Taji, the Kana Mikita would do Mesa Totter, and now the Pa Yen, Inchi, Marha Hanaji.
And as an internal sign, one has a sense of what's called a burning butter lamp. This is a case of the earlier appearance of the fireflies in like the night sky turning into a reddish sort of appearance. Then there are levels of grossness and subtlety within the winds or inner airs that serve as the mounts or bases of consciousness. When the winds that serve as the mounts or bases of the 80 conceptions dissolve into the mind of appearance, there is a sense of a radiant white appearance. This is the first of the four empties. Then when the mind of radiant white appearance as well as the wind or inner energy that serves as its mount dissolves into the mind of mere attainment, there is a radiant reddish appearance. And when the mind of radiant red increase of appearance as well as the wind or inner energy that serves as its mount dissolves, there is an appearance of blackness.
And if
externally a doctor came at this time, he would probably say that the person was dead. However, in terms of this explanation, the person is not dead but dying. Then after this, there's the dawning of the mind of clear light, of death.
Oh, that did touch it. Now, that consciousness is the innermost subtle mind. That we call Buddha nature. That is the real source of all consciousness. And you see, that mind will go up to Buddhahood.
Even when one is in the mind of clear light of death, that is still inside the body. Then simultaneous with the cessation of the mind of clear light of death, one separates from the old aggregates, the old body.
That is the real lasting farewell, right?
That is the last farewell.
Divided. That did divide those chara that you do, Lugdogi, Nyatok, Lugdog Chara, Lugdog Nawaji Shayam.
Simultaneous with this division, one passes through the same appearances in reverse order.
And the Patu Chari, Patu Yero on the Dine.
And at that point, if there is an intermediate state, the intermediate state is established. So it's 3:30. Should I talk on for another 10 minutes or leave it at this?
All right. All right.
Are you getting
no boring? No boring. No. Then I will continue.
another 10 or 15 minutes then, all right. Yeah. Right? Shen master is here, so that's
it. Then what do you do? What do you do?
Then when the intermediate state is established, what is the intermediate state like? The intermediate, a being of the intermediate state doesn't have a gross physical body, but a subtle physical body. This is a body that is achieved just from the winds or inner airs and mind.
This one is an apartheid something or Kavach living this day, who would the other Nazale we are.
Because this is the case, wherever the intermediate state being feels to go, that person right away arrives there.
Just like the light speed is dark, shall we?
Thus, it must be faster than light.
Right,
because it's just by thought.
Light year, several millions light year from here up to here. From Sarah today, it is an etta, Tagisia, and the Tanga Shuji, the eating doors from the factory.
Since it is the case that from one end of a galaxy to another, there are so many light years, one would have to travel if it was at the speed of light or slower for many years in accordance with the various long numbers that I was talking about earlier. Then what is the shape of body of a being in the intermediate state? There are two different presentations of this that don't agree. According to Vasubandhu and various tantric texts, it is said that in the intermediate state, the shape of the body is that it accords with that as the being as which one will be reborn.
And then, with
respect to how long one spends in the intermediate state, again, there are two different systems that don't agree. But in any case, according to one of them, the length of the intermediate state is 7 days, a day being determined in accordance with the length of what a day is in the life of that being as whom one will be reborn. And then at the end of every week, there is a small death. And a person definitely must take what do you say, the longest possible time that one can stay in the intermediate state is 7 such weeks, thus 49 days. What is the mode of perception of a being in the intermediate state? In accordance with the good and bad deeds of that person, there are various favorable and unfavorable perceptions or appearances that occur to that being. In terms of the types of other beings that one can perceive in the intermediate state, it is said that the beings of that level see beings on their own level.